My name's Daphne.
Hi, everyone. My name is Lily.
今天我们要继续看 Does Gray Matter Matter? 希望可以从今天的文章当中找到答案，到底男性是不是比女性更适合做科学方面的事情呢？不过在看文章之前，我们先来看看今天的四个问题。
One, what belief is the opening paragraph of the article referring to?
第一个问题要问的是第一段文章，也就是昨天我们看到那段文章的第一段呢，它要表达的是什么样的一种 belief, 一种观念。
Two, which of the following is true in terms of men and women?
这一题问的是对整篇文章的了解，谈到男性以及女性， which of the following is true, 以下哪一个陈述是正确的。
Three,Which is true of societies that strongly emphasize math and science in their curriculums?
这个句子当中 that 所引导的是一个形容词子句，形容前面的 societies, 也就是说明这种社会呢，它是强烈的强调数学还有科学在他们的课程当中。Which is true? 以下哪一个是正确的？昨天我们没有提到有关课程方面的东西，所以在今天的文章里头才能够找到答案。
Four.How could we describe the opinion that men are better at science than women?
How could we describe the opinion? 后面同样有一个 that 所引导的子句当形容词来用，修饰前面这个观念。第四个问题要问的是，男性比女性在科学上表现得好的这个观念呢，如何来描述？看完了问题之后，我们现在请丽丽老师为我们念一下今天的文章。
The debate on brains and the sexes was brought to another level when, in 2003, students in 41 countries participated in a test. Boys did moderately better on the math section in just over half the countries. For nearly all the other countries, there were no significant differences between the sexes.However, average scores varied wildly from place to place. Japanese girls, for example, were on par with Japanese boys on almost every math section. Overall, they scored higher than the boys of many other countries. In Iceland, girls broke the mold completely and outscored Icelandic boys by a large margin on all parts of the test.Researchers were puzzled by these results, since they somehow contradict the belief that boys outshine girls in math. What is becoming increasingly apparent is that culture has an impact on how well students do on math tests. While innate ability is one factor, cultural preferences can also affect scores. Societies that emphasize science, as in Asia, produce more high-scoring students, boys and girls alike, in those fields.Throughout history, people have used biological differences to support the idea that men do better in science than women. This has more to do with prejudice than reality. While science has uncovered physical differences between the brains of the sexes, it would seem that how and where we use our brains, instead of gender and size, determine our intelligence.
没有想到日本的女孩子她们在数学方面的表现呢，比很多其他国家的男孩子都要来得好得多。接着我们要请丽丽老师为我们详细的说明一下今天的文章。
Well, let's take a look at the first paragraph. It begins with, The debate on brains and the sexes was brought to another level when in 2003, students in 41 countries participated in a test. So remember yesterday we were talking about how people have been arguing about men and women, how about they think that most men generally do better in science than women. Well, this debate on brains and the sexes, well, it was brought to a new level, basically meaning that there was something new that they could talk about and argue about in 2003. And what happened that year? Well, in that year, students in 41 countries participated in a test, meaning you had all of these students in 41 different countries. They took part in a test. They actually took a test. They took the same test. And we're going to find out exactly what happened or what people thought of the results.
第一句话的动词片语呢是 was brought to, 也就是引发了。那么主词提到的是 the debate, 后面的介系词告诉我们这些争论呢是跟大脑还有性别相关的争论，这些争论引发了另外一种境界。那么时间是在2003年的时候，那个时候发生了什么样的事情呢？ When students in 41 countries participated in a test, 也就是来自于41个国家的学生呢，他们都参与了一项考试。
boys did moderately better on the math section in just over half the countries. So you had all of these students in 41 different countries taking this same test, and what they found out was that boys did moderately better on the math section, meaning that the boys in general did a little bit better compared to the girls. But this wasn't the case in every country. This was the case in just over half the countries. So we're looking at a little more than 20 of the countries. They found out that the boys did just a little better in the math sections compared to the girls.
这句话用的是比较级 ,boys did moderately better, 跟谁比呢当然是跟女孩子比不过这个 than girls 的部分呢省略了。moderately 呢放在 better 的前面表示呢这个成绩呢只是稍微好一点 ,a little bit better, 在哪一个学科方面呢 ?on the math section, 在数学上而且呢 ,in just over half the countries, 也就是有一半以上国家的男生呢他们的数学都比女生好一点。
For nearly all the other countries, there were no significant differences between the sexes. So that in just over half the countries, they found out the boys did a little bit better than the girls. But basically for all of the other countries, well, there were no significant differences. Meaning if you looked at the scores between the boys and the girls, you really couldn't tell if there was a difference between them at all.
至于剩下不到一半的其他国家呢, for nearly all the other countries, 在这些国家里头, there was no significant differences between the sexes. Significant 是一个形容词，形容后面的差异，表示这个差异呢是显著的。在其他国家里头，男生跟女生之间呢，没有成绩上的差异。
However, average scores varied wildly from place to place. Japanese girls, for example, were on par with Japanese boys on almost every math section. So here we're beginning the second paragraph by saying that, well, actually, if you looked at all of the country's scores, the average scores from country to country, they were different. Not necessarily the scores were different between boys and girls, but they were different if you compared one country to another. Now, for example, here in the first one, Japanese girls, they were on par with Japanese boys. If you're on par with something, it just means that you're the same. So here we learn that the Japanese girls, they did just as well as the Japanese boys on the test, but not just on the test itself, but also on almost every math section. So there are different sections for math, and they found out that the girls actually were about the same. So this proved, at least in Japan, that boys are not better at math compared to girls.
第二段提到但是呢平均的分数动词是 varied, 后面这个 widely 跟 from place to place 呢都分别形容这个动词也就是呢差异很大而且呢因地方而异。接着我们要举一个例子比方说日本的女孩子 ,they were on a par with Japanese boys, 他们的成绩呢是跟男生一样的在什么样的成绩上呢 ?on almost every math section, 几乎每一个数学的部分呢他们的男女之间是没有差异的，也就是日本女孩子她们的数学呢，跟男生一样好。
Overall, they scored higher than the boys in many other countries. So here when we're saying overall, we're just saying in general, if you take a look at all of the girls in Japan and you look at their scores, they scored higher than the boys of many other countries. So that's really interesting because not only the Japanese girls score as well as the boys in the country, well also the Japanese girls, they were higher compared to boys in other countries.
Overall 呢等于 in general, 也就是整体上大致来看 they 指的是前面提到的 Japanese girls, 也就是这些日本女孩 score higher than the boys of many other countries. 注意 score 这个字呢在这里是当动词来用前面我们看过它名词的用法这里当动词来用得分得分比较高比谁高呢比很多其他国家的男孩子要高。
In Iceland, girls broke the mold completely and outscored Icelandic boys by a large margin on all parts of the test. All right, so before we were talking about Japanese girls, well, now we're talking about Iceland.Now, girls, what did they do there? They were very surprising because they broke the mold completely, meaning they did something that no one actually expected. Now, a mold is something that basically shapes something else. For example, if I want to make chocolate, I usually melt the chocolate and then I pour the chocolate into molds so the chocolate will have a specific shape. Well, basically, we talk about having a mold because we have this belief that boys are usually better at math and science compared to girls. But in Iceland, the girls, they broke the mold. They didn't fit that idea that we have. And also what they did was they outscored Icelandic boys by a large margin, meaning that the girls in Iceland, they scored much higher compared to the boys in their own country on all parts of the test. So here we're not just talking about the math section or the science section. We're actually saying the entire test, the Icelandic girls scored very, very well compared to their counterparts.
接着我们要举冰岛作为例子。那么在冰岛呢 ,girls broke the mold completely. 这 completely 呢修饰动词打破打破传统的模式。这里的模式呢其实指的是一种传统观念也就是男生的成绩应该比女生好。不过这些冰岛的女孩子 ,they outscored Icelandic boys. Outscore 这个动词呢是 score 前面呢再加上一个 out, 把 out 放在动词前面它的意思有超越所以 outscore Score 呢就变成了分数比较高，女孩子的分数呢比男孩子高。用什么样的方式来高呢？后面又接了两个介系词片语当成副词来用。第一个是 by a large margin， 也就是呢用很大的差异。第二个告诉我们这个成绩呢是 on all parts of the test， 也就是考试的各个部分，除了数学之外，他们在其他部分呢也优于冰岛的男生。
Researchers were puzzled by these results since they somehow contradict the belief that boys outshine girls in math. So here we had researchers, so people looking at all of the results and looking at the scores, trying to find answers from them. And they were puzzled by these results, meaning they were a little bit confused. After all, the results somehow contradict the belief that boys outshine girls in math, because that's what we've been saying all along. Now, not everyone believes that boys are better in science and math compared to girls, but just in general, there does seem to be that idea, that kind of thinking. But these results, this test that students in 41 countries took, these results, they contradict that belief. Now, if you contradict something, it means that you have the opposite idea. So for example, let's say your friend says, dogs are the best pets in the world, and you're a cat person, so you say you contradict him, and you say, no, cats are the best pets in the world. But basically these results, they contradict this belief, because these results show that it is not true that boys in every country, they're better at math and science. So if this is the case, then we cannot argue that boys are just naturally better at these subjects.
Be puzzled by 这个动词片语呢就是因为什么感到困惑。Researchers were puzzled by these results. These results 呢就是先前提到这些考试的结果。Since they somehow, they 呢就指的是这些考试的结果。Since 在这里是一个连接词的用法它的意思是因为这些结果呢 somehow contradict the belief. Contradict 呢是一个及物动词它的意思就是矛盾。A 跟 B 矛盾就是 A contradict B。就像刚才 Lily 举个例子，如果呢你是一个爱狗的人，那你的朋友呢很爱猫，那么他可能会 contradict you。这一些考试的结果呢 somehow contradict the belief， 这里的 belief 这个观念呢就指的是 that 后面所引导的子句，也就是 boys outshine girls in math， 男生他们的数学要比女生好。 outshine 这个字的结构呢就跟前面提到这个 outscore 是一样的，out 加在动词的前面表示胜过超越，男生的数学应该要比女生好，似乎这个观念呢在这里没有办法证实。我们先在这里休息一下，待会儿再看后两段以及回答问题。
Welcome back, everyone, to English Digest. So we're talking about does gray matter matter? And in today's article, we were talking about a test that students in 41 countries took and they participated in, and the results were very surprising. We found out that Japanese girls, they were on par with Japanese boys, meaning they scored just as well as the boys in their country. And in Iceland, it was really surprising because the girls in Iceland actually outscored the boys on down every single math section. And so, of course, people looking at these results, they were a little bit confused at first because it really contradicts or is exactly the opposite of what most people believe, that boys are just generally better in math and science compared to girls. So let's continue on to the rest of today's article. The third paragraph begins with, "What is becoming increasingly apparent is that culture has an impact on how well students do on math tests." So I guess we've been learning a lot about this. There was this test that gave us results, but what is becoming increasingly apparent, meaning something is becoming clearer for people to see. It's very easy to see this and understand that culture has an impact on how well students do on math tests. So it's not just natural ability anymore, or maybe not even just what you learn in school, but also your culture. Your culture has an impact on how well you do, meaning that your culture can also help determine if you are going to be good in math.
第三段的第一句话呢，它的主要动词是 is， 那么主词呢是 what 所引导的一个子句，逐渐变得越来越明显的是什么呢？就是 is 后面的这一个子句，这个子句呢是一个主词补语，在里头呢用到一个动词片语，就是 has an impact on， 就是对什么有影响。我们要提到的是文化呢，对于学生在数学上的表现呢有一个很大的影响，也就是文化会影响学生的数学成绩。
While innate ability is one factor, cultural preferences can also affect scores. So of course we cannot argue that innate ability is a factor, meaning that some people just have a natural ability, they're very good at one thing compared to another. However, even though we know this is the case, cultural preferences can also affect scores. Now if you have a preference for something, it just means that you prefer it, meaning you like it better. For example, let's say you're at the airport, you're about to take a flight, and so you're checking in, and the check-in attendant asks you, do you have a seating preference? Meaning, do you want to sit somewhere in particular? Maybe you prefer to sit by the window, so you say, yes, I would like a window seat, please. But here we're talking about cultural preferences, meaning that different cultures prefer different things, and actually that can affect scores in math as well.
While 在这里是一个连接词，它的意思是虽然。While innate ability is one factor， 因为我们昨天提到天生的能力，虽然天生的能力呢是一个因素，但是 cultural preferences can also affect scores， 也就是文化上的喜好呢也会影响到我们的成绩。Preference 呢是名词，它的动词呢是 prefer。一个人呢 have preference for something， 就是表示呢 you prefer something， 或者是 you like something better。 刚才 Lily 举个例子，在要搭飞机划位的时候呢，票务员可能会问你 do you have a seating preference， 也就是呢在座位上你有没有特别的喜好，是要靠窗呢还是靠走道。
Societies that emphasize the sciences, as in Asia, produce more high-scoring students, boys and girls alike, in those fields. Well, this makes sense. Now we're saying that societies, or basically populations, that emphasize the sciences, as in Asia. Okay, so here we're just saying that different groups of people, if they emphasize the sciences, meaning they think that the sciences are more important, for example, like in many Asian countries, well, then these countries, of course, will produce more high-scoring students. So of course you hear that stereotype of Asian parents, they want their kids to do sciences or math because they believe that the best jobs are in those fields. So they push their children to study very hard in those subjects, they go to cram school for those subjects, and then later on their parents say, well, maybe you should study that in university. And that is why in these kinds of societies, boys and girls, they all do very well in these fields.
这句话的动词呢是 produce， 它跟主词 societies 一致，因为主词呢用的是一个复数。That 后面的子句呢强调社会是哪一种社会呢？ That emphasize the sciences as in Asia， 例如像亚洲这些国家呢特别强调科学的，在这些社会里头呢他们会造就，那么受词呢就是后面的 more high scoring students， 分数比较高的学生，在哪些领域呢？ In those fields， 这里的 those fields 呢就指的是与科学相关的这一些科目或者是这些领域，而且呢不管男生也好女生也好， boys and girls alike， 他们的分数呢都会比较高。
Throughout history, people have used biological differences to support the idea that men do better in science than women. So basically here we're just saying that people believe that because men and women, they are biologically different. They actually look different. Men are usually bigger. We mentioned some of the differences in yesterday's show. But basically people say that, well, because we have these differences in just the way men and women look, well, of course, that explains why men are better in science than women.
Throughout history, 有史以来，这个片语呢，通常和现在完成式连用。那么有史以来 ，people have used biological differences， 也就是人类呢，他们用生物上的差异，后面的不定词表示目的 ，to support the idea， 为了要支持他们的观点。什么样的观点呢 ？idea 后面 that 所引导的是一个形容词子句，形容这个观念。这个观念呢，就是 men do better in science than women， 男性在科学上的表现要比女性
This has more to do with prejudice than reality. All right, so this, we're talking about the fact that people believe these biological differences really do make a difference. This has more to do with prejudice, meaning that people have this idea because of prejudice instead of reality, meaning they're not really looking at the truth, they're not trying to think of it in a rational way. Instead, it's just that they have this notion, this idea, that men are probably better than women anyway. If you are prejudiced against someone, it means that you already have an idea in your mind about them, and you're not going to change your mind, and so maybe you think badly of them. And so it's the same thing here, because we've been talking about how men are better in science than women for so many years, some people, they don't think about it, they just believe it.
Has to do 这个动词片语就是跟什么有关，主词 this 呢就指的是前面的这个观念。这种观念呢 has more to do with prejudice than reality。这个句子用到比较级，那么关系比较多的呢是前面提到的这个 prejudice than reality。Prejudice 呢指的是偏见，当一个人有偏见的时候呢，也就是你的观念、你的看法呢是不够理性的，也就是不够 rational。Rational 的拼法是 rational。R-A-T-I-O-N-A-L, rational. 如果有偏见，当然距离事实也就有一段差距了。
While science has uncovered physical differences between the brains of the sexes, it would seem that how and where we use our brains instead of gender and size determine our intelligence. So we know that science has uncovered physical differences between men and women. More importantly, our brains. Of course, we've had scientists and researchers. They've looked at the size of our brains. They've looked at how we use them. But it seems that, as we find out, it would seem that how and where we use our brains is more important.Meaning how we use our brains. For example, in yesterday's article, we talked about how men and women, they use different parts of their brains in different ways. Also, where we use our brains. Well, of course, that probably has something to do with our culture. Of course, different countries, they have different results, meaning that you have some countries where girls perform better than boys. You have other countries where boys and girls, they're about the same. So these factors are more important instead of gender and size. So instead of saying that all men are better in science than women, we can just agree about the fact that in different countries the results are different, as well as the fact that, well, we use our brains in different ways, and that might account for some of the differences, and that can determine our intelligence. Now, if you determine something, it means like you're trying to find the answer to something. So if you're determining someone's intelligence, you want to find out exactly how intelligent they are.
最后一句话 while 这个连接词呢，它的用法跟第二段的 while 是一样的，意思是虽然 science has uncovered physical differences between the brains of the sexes， 虽然科学已经发现了男女他们大脑的差异，但是呢 it would seem 似乎怎么样呢，下面 that 所引导的子句当中主词就是 how and where we use our brains determine our intelligence， 也就是决定我们智商的呢是 how and where we use our brains， 而不是这里提到的 instead of gender and size， 所以性别跟大小体积呢其实关系不大，重要的是 how and where we use our brains。接着我们要来作答今天的四个问题。第一个问题是
What belief is the opening paragraph of the article referring to?
Lily, what is the correct answer?
Well, the answer would be C, that men make better scientists than women.
The opening paragraph 也就是昨天开始的第一段，那么答案在第一段里头，我们就来看看第一段的第一句话里头呢，提到了 Men perform better in science than women， 所以我们可以知道这个观念呢，就指的是男性比女性在科学上的表现要来得好。换另外一种方式呢，回答就是 That men make better scientists than women， 男性比女性更适合做科学家，所以标准答案呢，我们要选 C。
Two, which of the following is true in terms of men and women?
So which of the following is true, Lily?
That would be D, that men and women use different parts of their brain to do intelligence-related tasks.
先前我就讲过，这个问题呢，问的是我们要对整篇文章的了解，所以一定要看完整篇文章之后呢，我们才可以选出正确的选项。那么 A、B、C 的三个选项呢，都跟文章的内容不符，正确答案是 D， 也就是 that men and women use different parts of their brains， 后面的不定词表示目的 to do intelligence-related tasks， 男女在进行与智商相关的工作的时候呢，他们会用到大脑当中不同的部分。
Three, which is true of societies that strongly emphasize math and science in their curriculums?
这个 societies 后面 that 所引导的子句呢，形容这样的社会，也就是高度强调数学、科学在他们的课程里头的这样的社会呢，下面哪一个是真实的？ Which of the following is true?
C, it increases the likelihood that students will get high scores on math or science tests.
这个问题我们可以从今天的第三段里头呢得到答案。It increases the likelihood， 也就是增加了可能性。这个可能性呢，就是后面 that 所引导的子句。这个可能性就是学生在数学或者科学的考试上成绩会比较好。
And now we have our last question, four. How could we describe the opinion that men are better at science than women?
What is the correct answer?
The correct answer is A. It is the result of a biased view of human capabilities.
这个问题呢，我们可以从第四段，也就是结论段里头找到答案。因为第四段里头的第二句话提到 This has more to do with prejudice than reality. 所以男性比女性在科学上的表现要好，这种观念呢，可以用这个句子来回答，也就是 A 这个选项。It is the result of a biased view of human capabilities.Biased 呢，就是有偏见的，所以这个问题呢，同时也提醒我们，在看过了今天的文章之后呢 ，We should not have a biased view of human capabilities.
Exactly, because after all, men and women are supposed to be equal, and I think from today's and yesterday's articles, we're able to see that, well, what we thought in the past just isn't true.
我的观念呢跟 Lily 是一致的，男女他们在智商上并没有差别，那么差别是如何来运用我们的脑部，以及如何发展出我们的智力。Until next time, my name's Daphne.
And I'm Lily.
Goodbye.